From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A deadly airstrike kills 19 people at an Afghan hospital run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as sustained bombing on Saturday. Bart Janssens is the director of operations at the medical charity.
The attacks lasted for about an hour, and just after the beginning, we reached out to our contacts we have in the U.S. military forces to explain what was going on.
The U.S. military acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of an MSF medical facility. A spokesman for American forces in Afghanistan said a U.S. strike, quote, may have resulted in collateral damage to a nearby medical facility. U.S. President Barack Obama on Saturday offered his deepest condolences to the medical professionals and other civilians killed and injured in this tragic incident. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani also expressed his deep sorrow over the killing and wounding of civilians. Russia says that its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other terror targets in northern Syria on Saturday. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Lieutenant General Andrei Kartapolov, speaking to Russian reporters, described panic and desertion among Islamic State ranks. He said nearly 600 mercenaries were fleeing the northern town of Raqqa. Kartapolov said that Russia would continue and would intensify the airstrikes. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, claiming Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to prop up the government of Syrian President Assad.